Mission Network News, 2 minute version for Saturday, December 11th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in Rwanda. The country is poised for war with neighboring Congo, but Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says they're launching a new partnership with the Evangelical Friends Church. It's a pilot project in Rwanda's capital city involving small business loans to families in those churches.
They are going to do a number of businesses that will allow them to alleviate the heavy poverty, but also through their tithing to their churches, they'll be able to become independent and to take the gospel to the country of Rwanda through their own means and their own support.
Next, pastoral training is the key ingredient that's needed to see the gospel taken to the ends of the earth. David Shibley with Global Advance says 2004 has been a record year for going into hidden areas of the world to train national church leaders through their frontline shepherds conferences.
We're enormously grateful to God for the privilege of going on site to them and bringing on site training to 29,560 of these pastoral leaders in 45 conferences in 31 nations this year.
Shibley says the conferences have been responsible for starting indigenous church planting movements in areas previously unreached. And it only took 6 months for the World Bible Translation Center to distribute 50,000 Arabic New Testaments. An additional 50,000 will be printed and sent to Sudan, Egypt, and Jordan. The easy-to-read versions of Scripture have been very popular in the Arabic-speaking world. WBTC's John Anderson says they're only hindered from printing and distributing thousands of New Testaments by the money it takes to do the job, which is $1.50 each. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.